even when I was putting in the work, I told myself like I wasn't good enough, right? You're not doing enough. You can do an extra workout. You can do extra 5 reps. You could do another set. And I would do this to a point where it was unhealthy.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Today, we're going to be talking about, guys, I was never happy because I really never felt good enough. And when I broke my kneecap and I gained 30 pounds, it was hard to even just like look in the mirror because I was, you know, in shape. And I know a lot of you guys watching, you were in shape at one time probably, but then you fell off track, right? Work got busy. Maybe you did have an injury like myself, or you were going through some stress, you were going through some family stuff, and you put your health in the back seat, right? So with me, when I gained that weight, right, I was really just struggling, honestly, just like looking in the mirror. Because I would see the man boobs, right? I would see the, you know, extra fat on my body that I didn't used to have. And the scale was going up and my clothes were getting tighter. And I'm like, this is just not, you know, who I'm supposed to be, right? As a man, I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. I want to make sure that my confidence is really there. And what I saw in the mirror did not reflect that, right? And so I knew I needed change. And I know a lot of you guys watching, like you're in that position. Your clothes are tight. You've been gaining a lot of weight and your health is in the back seat because right now everybody else in your life is a priority, right? Your friends, your families, your colleague, coworkers, especially your job, right? You're trying to really work hard in your career. And because of it, your health is taking a back seat. And sure, maybe you're doing well in your career, but also you're struggling being overweight. Right. And so I had to take a hard look in the mirror and I needed to change. Right. But here's the thing, gentlemen. Right. When I started to change, what I wanted to really share is even when I was putting in the work, I told myself, like, I wasn't good enough. Right. You're not doing enough. You can do an extra workout. You can do extra 5 reps. You could do another set. And I would do this to a point where it was unhealthy. Right. I feel like there's boundaries between, like, pushing yourself to really grow and then pushing yourself over the edge to where you're burning out. And that was me, right? And I know a lot of you guys, you try to be so perfect. And if you're not perfect in your fitness, career, relationships, then you blame yourself and you get discouraged, right? And you tell yourself, I'm just not good enough, right? I can't do that. I can't do this. And that's why a lot of you guys right now, you're not even motivated to set goals up for yourself because genuinely, you don't even think you're good enough. You don't even think that you'll achieve it. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. So you don't even want to lose those 30 pounds. You're like, oh, I'm just going to stay overweight. I'm just going to stay at the 9-to-5 that I fucking hate, right? I'm just going to stay single because I don't want to get that relationship. You know, I don't even feel good enough. I'm not even good enough. That's where you're at right now, right? So that's where I was at. And I was putting in the work and I still told myself, you know what? You don't look good enough. You don't look good in that outfit. You can do more push-ups. You could do more sit-ups. And I never acknowledged my wins, right? A lot of you guys, you go throughout your week, you go throughout your day, and you're only looking at what went wrong, what you can do better, what you can improve, what you have to fix. And guys, you're not focusing on what you're actually doing well, what you're actually doing right. And that's why with our live training calls with our clients, I actually have one coming up soon, and I have to get prepared for that. But we always start with wins. We've been doing it for 3-4 years. Every single live that we do, every live client call, we start with wins and we share wins because I want my clients to acknowledge what they're doing well. We always get caught up in, oh, well, I don't have this. This is not going well for me. You know, I need to fix this in my life. But what is actually going well, right? So when I was working on my body, I wasn't even giving myself like permission to acknowledge my wins. And I was always like, well, you can do better, right? You're not good enough. We need to improve. That guy is doing better. He looks better than you. He's more fit. He has that relationship. Like, you can't amount to that. And my confidence was low every single day, right? So if you're there and you could kind of feel this and you can kind of resonate, I want you to know that you're definitely not alone. All right. And one thing I did, and it's simple, but I need you to really practice it, right? Because once you do this, it will give you a lot of relief and you need to practice this every single day. So what I did, gentlemen, is I literally just gave myself permission to tell myself I was good enough. I am doing enough, right? And once you actually just give yourself permission to be okay, you will rest a lot better, right? It's like making an internal handshake with yourself, just saying like, hey, you do what you can today. And you know what? I'm actually going to give you space to rest. You have to have that internal dialogue that's actually on your side instead of against you. A lot of you guys, you and your mind, it's like you're treated as your enemy when really in your mind, it's just you. I tell my clients, like, you don't want to think of, you know, the angel and devil in your mind, because then you're going to identify with two identities, right? But really, there's just one you. You have one mind and you just need to get right with the relationship with yourself. Does that make sense? All right. So for me, I changed my self-talk. Instead of, oh, you're not doing enough, I told myself you are good enough. Right. Instead of telling myself, right, you're not worthy, I told myself I am worthy. I am capable. And even if you don't believe it, if you tell yourself that, your brain and your body will start to believe it. Right. Even if you're just like, hey, you know, I'm worthy, and deep down you don't feel the worth, it's okay. Tell yourself. Still, look in the mirror and tell yourself, even if you don't feel it, tell yourself that. Right. So for me, I changed my self-talk and eventually I gave myself permission to just look in the mirror and be like, okay, I am enough. I'm not gonna compare myself to John or Tim, or I'm just, these are random names, right? But those people in the gym that look bigger and that are more fit, right? I would always compare myself to them. And I would always compare myself to other people. And I just told myself, you know what? I'm just going to, right, live my life like judgment free of myself, because we like to judge ourselves a lot. And I'm just going to put my best foot forward. And I made that deal with myself, right? I still vividly remember the day. Because after I made that deal with myself, everything got better. I was having better relationships. I felt healthier. I was losing body fat and weight more than ever at a speed and a rate that I've never seen before. Like, it was so fast because I got rid of my stress. If you're always stressed, even if you're working out, you're eating healthy, you're still going to be storing fat. It's going to be hard to build muscle because you're always stressed. And once you're stressed, we don't have to get too much into the Bill Nye science guy of it, but it releases cortisol. Cortisol helps promote fat storage, all these bad things. All right, too much cortisol, right? So if you just focus on limiting that stress and just give yourself permission to be okay, right? It's a win-win in every single situation. I change my self-talk. And gentlemen, I encourage you to do the same, because if I can do it, so can you. I was literally telling myself to a point like, I'm not good enough. I was working out so much, I would get bloody noses in school and I would go to the nurse's office once a week. And I remember the time I went to the nurse's office for the last time, and I told myself, and I was literally just looking at the nurse. She was like writing on the computer, and she was actually about to call my mom to pick me up. And I was just thinking to myself, like, Danny, what the fuck are you doing? Right? In my mind, I'm telling myself, like, you want to work hard and be the best, but you're literally shooting yourself in the foot. I'm sitting there like freaking feeling half dead, bloody freaking nose, blood on my shirt. And I'm like, no one did this to me but me. What are you doing? And I gave myself permission to just let go of the attachments of getting, you know, this outcome, the dream body, the six pack. And I just focused on the behaviors of like having a positive mindset, eating healthy, working out, and getting rid of the attachment of the outcome, and life got 10 times better. So gentlemen, if you can do that and put your best foot forward without judging yourself, without trying to get to a certain outcome all the time, right? It's going to be a lot more beneficial for you, right? And literally just tell yourself like, hey, you know what? I did good today, right? Here's my wins today. I drank a lot of water today. I ate healthy today. I got my workouts in today. Acknowledge your wins morning, afternoon, and night, guys. We do this with our clients every single day when we have live trainings, when we have client calls. So literally, you just need to switch your perspective. Stop being so hard on yourself. Put your best foot forward. Let go of the judgment of yourself, right? Let go of the attachments of the outcome, right? You want that scale to go down so bad and it doesn't happen after a week and you're like, oh, I give up, right? Just focus on behaviors instead of the outcome, right? And if you could really do that, it's going to help you, right? Change my life, it will change yours. And that's it. So gentlemen, I hope this helps, right? Take action with this. Don't just like hear me out and don't do anything, right? Listen to this, apply it, and it's definitely going to help you, right? But that is it. I'm going to end the podcast here. And my socials will be coming up in just a little bit. all right, in the outro of the podcast. So make sure you follow me. God bless you. Have the best day of your life. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.